What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I love you guys. I love you guys because of all of the amazing like DMs and messages and following and sharing all that great stuff that you've been doing. You've brought up my podcast to the top 1.5 podcasts to listen to in the country, and I cannot be any more grateful than I am right now. So I want to thank you for everything that you do for Straight Talk. All my straight talkers out there, I love you. So please make sure that you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff so that we can keep growing this community. As you know, I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today we are graced with the presence of a truly special guest. Her name is Chastity Dawn, and she's more than just a blogger and an author, which is what she does, but she's a soul on a divine mission, and she is guided by a higher calling, right? And we all know how important that is in our life. And Chastity navigates this human experience with a sense of grace and intention and always in alignment with God's will for her life. So I wanted to make sure that her and I had an amazing conversation today so that you can be inspired, all right? Maybe question a couple of things. Maybe you'll even find some illumination in your own path, some wisdom that comes to you through this conversation. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, can you please help me welcome this beautiful character, this beautiful soul, this beautiful human, Chastity Dawn. Thank you for being here on Straight Talk. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me, Nina. I'm so excited. I am just so thankful to be a guest on your show.
Thank you. I have an amazing group of humans that listen to the show. I love them so much. I get touched a lot because I started this like 4 or 5 years ago with spreading the same thing, the word, however I, you know, could through my Bible studies. So if you listen to my podcast, like way back in 2018, it was a lot of that. You know, talking about transformation in my life, you know, and how God has shifted my whole life. And so speaking and having conversations with someone like you who is on that path to just like help people understand, see, you blog about it, all of that kind of stuff. I wanted to make sure to bring you on here. So before I get all up in your business, right, I want to know who you are a little bit more. And so does the audience. So who are you, Chastity?
All right. Chastity Dawn, born and raised in the Midwest, St. Louis, Missouri. I lived in Chicago for about 15 years, and I've been in Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, for the last 5 and a half, almost 6 years now. And I always say I am simply a soul, and I'm just doing my best to navigate this human experience. And I'll tell you, moving to Georgia, it was life changing, and it allowed God to just turn my life right side up. So I'm simply a soul just navigating this human journey.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about like your past. What do you mean by that? Why did he have to turn your life, you know, right side up or upside down or left and right? Because sometimes he knows he does that. You know, he'll knock you upside your head sometimes, and you're just like, okay. I get it. So tell me about that experience. Like, what was that for you? Why, you know, why move to Georgia? And then what was that experience that you're talking about?
So I visited Georgia one time, and I decided, well, God decided and told me, but you know, at the time I thought I was making the decision. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Yes, exactly. This is where I'm supposed to be. It was just so green and so beautiful. And I'm not even much of an outdoors person, but I just love the beauty here. And I just knew this was where I was supposed to be. Like, even when I found my home, I didn't see it in person until the day of closing. That's how sure I was that I was to be here. But what have I been through? Oh, boy. When I moved here, I had been working at a job that I literally thought I was going to retire from. And you could not have told me any different. And by the time things fell apart, it was right at the beginning of COVID, which I think is probably in people's stories now, that's a good starting point, because for most of us, I think that's when our lives got turned right side up. And I make it a point to say right side up, because that's when God showed me, like, look, just trust me to take care of you. And even then, Nina, like what happened in 2020, and what God showed me as far as how well he takes care of me, like that job, a single conversation about unconscious bias, like turned into, well, when is your last day? You know? Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But it was painful. And I had to realize though, that I was attached to that job and God had other plans. Like, mm-hmm. no, this is not where you're going to retire from. You think this is great. Look at what I have for you, but you got to trust me. And my last day in the office at that job was March 6th of 2020. And that was a week before all hell broke loose with COVID, you know, like, and I was in the restaurant business in HR. And that God did me a favor, you know, removing me from that situation. I didn't have to deal with any of the nightmare that HR professionals had to deal with and that the restaurant business had to go through because they were hit hard, you know, and I was home safe and sound, you know, and but then there came a time when it's like, I'm just watching money go out and nothing come in. And I'm like, okay, God, what's next? Mm-hmm. And under normal circumstances, you think, well, I should look for another job. Right. But I kept feeling the Holy Spirit say like, no, just wait. And I'm like, but you see my bank account, right? You know?
Right. Right.
Yeah. And so then I received a call from someone I knew, from high school, but we weren't friends in high school, but we had connected professionally. And he reached out and said, hey, would you be interested in doing some consulting work? And he said, I'll teach you everything you need to know. Okay, fine. I'm in, you know?
Yeah.
And that experience, like I worked the first job and in the few months of the first job, I had earned enough. Like God showed me, like, look, if you trust me, I'll take care of you. Because what he did is in that short amount of time, I made almost as much as I made in a year at my job. And okay. So that pushed me to just really trust him. But I'm thinking I'm all in with God, right? And that was not the case. And I involved myself in this messy, messy situation by getting involved with the man that I was working for. So he was married, and what turned into a dinner to celebrate my birthday was the beginning of an affair, and it ended horribly. And I had to face how naive I was. I had to face how just attached I was, how I believed everything, and just, so God used that to really break me down. And so first it was like the job. I had attachments to that. Then mm-hmm. it was like, here's this man. You're attached to that. Like, are you seeing a theme here? You know, God is like, are you seeing the problem here?
Yeah.
You get attached and you think that this is what I have for you, but you're not looking to me, you know? And so that situation is what God used to literally just break me down completely and then rebuild my life. And it helped to reveal to me what he put me here to do. And that's the bottom line. So I'm on the narrow path. Yes.
That's deep, Chastity, because, you know, well, first of all, thank you for, I love straight talkers. I love it. And I love when people are not afraid to talk about their ugly, their oopses, their mess ups, their whatever, right? Because that's literally what makes us who we are today. It defines the path we're on. I think God can utilize that to give us strength and tenacity and grit, and also powerful lessons. And you would not be in the trajectory and in the place that you are now had you not done all that, right?
Exactly.
And you know, nobody's ever like sitting here proud about, you know, stuff that we've done that's a mistake. But when you take that mistake or things that have been done to you, because things get done to us as well, right? You can really use that to help other people. And, you know, I love that you're so transparent and honest about that, because so many women, and I'm sure men too, get caught up in things like that, right? That are very painful, that were started off as innocent, and all of a sudden they're all in it, right? And now it's not only hurting them, but maybe the other person involved in the other side of the marriage, if they know, you know, that kind of stuff, right? And there's a lot of pain that goes on, and a lot of shame, and a lot of anger, and a lot of unforgiveness, and a lot of all of that stuff, right? So tell me how you started to transcend those, because, well, first of all, just by you exposing that and talking about it the way you have and saying that God used it, that also tells me that you were experiencing some of those things, the hurt, the shame, the unforgiveness, the anger, the all of that. So how did you, what was that moment for you where you started to lean on God and realize that you had to deal and grapple with those emotions?
Mm-hmm. So I had to acknowledge that even though I felt like God was in that situation, as inappropriate as it was, I know that people would be quick to judge, like, he was a married man, you were wrong, that's the bottom line. But then I would say, you show me someone who's sharing their story who doesn't have a story, you know, right. And there's a lot of garbage in there. But nothing is ever wasted with God. And it's so beautiful, because in the process of trying to heal from this situation, like, I started my blog, I started writing, and I wrote my, just like, my feelings about what happened. And I, you know, it turned into a blog, but my blog post was not, it was just about my journey, my walk with God. And in my personal life, I never intended to share this story publicly, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but then my blog just was so healing, and it brought me so much closer to God, because during this time, and I started spending more time with God, I wake up and I would start my day just talking with God. And so it was already part of my, I hate to say routine because it sounds like a ritual, but I would start each morning talking with God. And so when I was going through this, I started questioning God a lot, like, why, you know, this, why that? And the biggest thing I think that changed everything was the question I asked God about, why would you tell me to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Why would you tell me that? If you can't lie, why don't I have it? And I got an answer, and it was hard to deal with, because I had to acknowledge where I had been disobedient, where I had mm-hmm. been expecting God to fulfill these promises, and I wasn't holding up my end of the bargain. And so it took me on this journey of having to take responsibility. Not that I never took responsibility, but I really had to take responsibility where God was concerned. And I needed to understand that He put us here for a reason. And each of us has an assignment. And I was messing around. I was doing life the way I wanted to do it. Right. And I was putting God in things that He's saying, go this way, but I'm going to go that way. So He really got my attention, and just, it just changed everything when I asked that question, because He said, you can have these things, but it requires you to do your part. And that's when I went on the journey of continuing to write. And like I said, I didn't expect to share my personal story with anyone outside of a couple friends that I speak with. But one of the last things that I said to the man that I was involved with is, well, I guess now I can tell my story. And I had no idea what I was saying at the time, but mm-hmm. apparently God, you know, already knew that He was going to have me go on this journey to writing a book. And in my book, I share the story, and it's not about what happened with him. It's about how God used that mess to bring me to where He wanted me to be, on the narrow path. And so That's how I live life. And I'm like, did I answer your question? Because I feel like I'm just...
No, you're good. You know, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, you know, I want people who are listening to understand that you do have to go through these things, but you also have to transcend them. You have to get through them, right? Mm-hmm. Let me back up. I'm a person of faith. I believe in God, right? I believe in God. But there was a time in my life where I really didn't believe in God the way I believe in God today. And transcending my emotions then was extremely difficult. I find that I cannot do that without my without God. I can't, right? It's that point of knowing that the same thing, like with you having to realize and take responsibility and understand that there is a God. I believe there is a God. I know there is a God. Like those are the kind of the things you cannot convince me differently, because mm-hmm. of how God has shown up in my life is not a normal thing. Right. And you sometimes you got to go through the mess. Right. I don't want to sound like a cliche, but you got to go through the mess to get your message. And I remember that when my husband had an affair, I don't even know, 15 years ago, whatever it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. We struggled and I was leaving, and I'll never forget. I was leaving because I was pissed. Right. So I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm gone. And I will never forget praying and telling God how I'm out. And I heard God very, almost audibly, very clearly, no, stay, be patient. I was pissed. Yes. I was pissed. I'm not gonna lie to you. But you know what? We ended up working through it. It took us about 2 years to get through it, right? Mm-hmm. I have learned such a beautiful, beautiful lesson in forgiveness that I don't think I could have ever learned without going through such pain. And not only forgiveness, but my marriage is so strong. It is rock solid, right? Because we build all of it on Christ, all of it, right? And it really transformed my life. It transformed my life. It transformed my marriage. It transformed my heart. It transformed, you know, made me forgive. It made me understand. Like, you know, when you said I had an affair, yeah, any woman could sit here and say, oh my God, that's so terrible, Chastity. How dare you? I didn't feel that way at all. Even when we spoke, you know, a month ago or so, when you told me, I'm like, okay, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, because it's a part of life. It's a part of journey. It is real. That is not fake stuff. This is real stuff you're talking about. Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. And you know, the bottom line is this, there are no shortcuts, right? And that's what God had to show me. If you want this life, you're going to have to deal with this garbage. And so when I went on that journey, it was like, okay, I need to look at me and I need to just, first of all, forgive him and forgive myself. Because right. yep. what I realized, and this goes for each of us, God created us, and sometimes we treat ourselves so badly that it's an insult to God. So first of all, I had to recognize that I thought that I loved myself, but I did not love and respect myself the way I should for, you know, to respect the God who created me, our Father in heaven, who created each of us, you know. Right. I just did not have the right level of love and respect for myself. So it was about forgiveness. It was about looking at myself and just being truthful and letting go of any ego, any pride, and just any embarrassment. I'm not afraid now to say how naive I was. I live in a world where there's unicorns, rainbows, happiness, and you know, I know the real world. I know that not everyone is good and has good intentions, but I created this world for myself, and I just thought, well, everyone's inherently good and everything always works out. And God is like, yeah, that's good, but let's strip this down, because this foundation is not solid. And I really had to deal with the foundation. And what he had to teach me is that the only thing I told you to do is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So release the attachment to anything that you're holding on to. Seek my kingdom. So I'm like, well, what does that mean? How do you do that? I hear about it. And so he just took me on this incredibly beautiful journey of, you know, just kind of step by step, like, this is how you seek my kingdom, reading my word, you know, mm-hmm. and not just reading, mm-hmm. but taking the time to study it. Talk to me, listen to me. And when I tell you to do something, be obedient, understand who you are as an ambassador of my kingdom. Mm-hmm. And so I had to recognize who I am, what God put me here to do, but it required me to be just stripped of everything that this world has imposed on me. And now I walk this path where I wake up in the morning and I go to God and I say, okay, well, this is how I'm feeling. You already know. So I may as well talk, and just like I'm talking to you, and just be honest about everything. Yeah. And say, well, this is what I have planned for today. So, but I'm giving it to you. And you tell me what we're going to do today, where we're going to go today. And my life is so much easier now because I don't carry the burden of, well, anything really, because the only thing I do is I just trust God to tell me, you know, what I'm supposed to do for my journey. And that's what led to the blog. That's what led to writing a book. And now I just started coaching. And so God is just revealing all these things to me in my journey. So the more I seek, the more it allows him to reveal to me for my journey. And it's just such a beautiful thing.
It sounds beautiful. Talk to me about that. So what are you doing? I know you said you're writing. So tell me about that. Tell me about your blog, what that's about. And you just said you started coaching too. So you'll want to learn a little bit about that too. So let's start with the blogging and stuff. How's that going?
Mm-hmm. So the blog is great, actually. I've written 3 posts in the last few days. And that part is a beautiful journey, too, because I may hear or read something. And in fact, you were part of the inspiration for some upcoming blog posts, because in a show that you were on, you made a comment about how our stories are not our own. Like, you don't own your story. Mm-hmm. And it helped me to understand that it doesn't matter how much of an introvert I think I am, I have a story to share. And my story is not insignificant, because right. I was listening to your story and how much you've been through. And I'm like, well, I mean, my story is nothing compared to that. But it's like, no, all of us have something to share. So my blog is just like whatever the Holy Spirit puts on my heart and mind. My book is just about my journey and how God got my attention and led me to the narrow path. But then he gave me steps to share with other people for their journey. And then with coaching, the purpose of coaching is just to help others to find their way, to peel back all the layers of the conditioning and the programming and just everything that this world has imposed on us. And it is about questioning every single thing you've been led to believe. Yeah. And then you see what God says about it. So my coaching is about helping people to just strip away all those layers and understand what it really means to seek the kingdom of God and have the life that we were put here for.
That's great. Talk to me about your book. What's the name of it? And you said it has lessons in there. So is it like a journal, or tell me about that?
So I also have a companion journal. So my book is called From the Wilderness to the Narrow Path, A Journey of Surrender and Course Correction. And I describe it as a book about how God got my attention and simplified my life and showed me what it really means to walk on the narrow path. And so in the beginning, I share about myself and my journey, and then I break it down and provide steps. Like, about, first of all, we have to receive and accept Jesus as our savior. And mm-hmm. then I talk about repentance and what I thought it meant versus what it really is. And how it's to make a U-turn, to turn around, to change your mind, yes. and mm-hmm. to seek the kingdom. And I explain how to seek the kingdom. And then I also explain about knowing your enemy, meaning understanding that the devil, not everything that is, so there's no gray area is the bottom line. Things are either of God or of the devil. So even if the world doesn't see it as a bad thing, you need to question if it's in alignment with God's will. So yeah. Yes, in the book, I touch on all of those things and just kind of encourage people to go on their own journey. And I created a companion journal that has writing prompts that are aligned with each of the steps I share in the book for people to walk out their own journey and just kind of help nudge them a bit. And just question everything, basically.
That's great. Wow, you talk about 180 for you, huh?
Yes.
From HR at a restaurant. My goodness gracious. That's pretty amazing. It's pretty impressive. And I love that you really just leaned into what God was calling you to do and didn't ignore it. You know, a lot of times we ignore it or don't want to do it, or it's too hard, because sometimes it is. But you know, he's such a good God too, because he just gives you enough grace. He gives you grace and patience and love and kindness. And even if it's hard, it is much harder without him than with him. Much harder, right? I mean, when there are days where my days feel real heavy, that I spend every morning with God. I try to spend as much time as I can. And there are days I don't know how I'm going to make it through that day, because I'm just the weight of the world, you know? And even though I don't know, his word, his presence, his love, it just uplifts me in such a way, you know. And I don't know how much you know about my past story, but before I bumped into God, or I should say God kind of, you know, knocked me down.
Yes.
You know, I was into the occult, right? I was into Santeria. I used to worship saints and do all this ritual stuff and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, God really got my attention, and I cannot be more grateful. I cannot be more grateful that he got my attention. And even when, you know, when homeless, like in 2008, we went homeless, we had nowhere to live. I could not be more grateful. I could not be more grateful.
But you know what you just said, like, he got your attention, but at the same time, you finally were like, okay, I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to walk out this journey. Because I think we all can, you know, acknowledge that we get these little nudges, but it's about our obedience. God is patient and long-suffering, but you know, it's like we have to get to the end of ourselves, and that's the bottom line. So I'm thankful that, you know, that I got there, because I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, life.
Me either. Not Chastity. Yeah. Listen, I'm hard-headed, right? So sometimes he's patient, sometimes he just knocks me the heck out, because I gotta, you know. Sometimes how many times do I have to tell you to do this? I'm like, all right, God, all right. I didn't get it the first 20 times. I'm sorry.
Right. You know? I've described it as, there's been times where I felt like I've literally been shoved into a corner. Like, look, like, when are you going to get it? You know?
Right. Oh man, I tell you the truth. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it.
Me too. Jackie,
this was an amazing conversation as usual. So I don't want to let you go yet. So, if there's one thing you can tell people who are listening right now, who are on the fence. Did I ever tell you the story about being on the fence?
No.
Did I ever tell you that story? Okay, I'm going to tell you this story. This story kind of like really impacted me. It was a few years ago. I was watching a testimony popped up on my YouTube. So I was watching it. And this guy goes, I was an atheist. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Let me watch. He said, I was complete atheist. I used to make fun of Christians. I thought they were absolutely ridiculous. Who believes in a God that's invisible? This is ridiculous. He said, and then one day I went to sleep and I had a deep sleep. And in the sleep, he had a vision of him walking on a white picket fence. He was walking on a fence. And he said, he looked on one side and he saw like Jesus and angels and like beautifulness and all this like lush and green. And he said, wow, this is amazing. And then he turned his head, and on the other side was the gnashing of teeth, screaming, yelling, and Satan and all that. And he's like, what the heck is going on? Because remember, he's an atheist, right? So he's like looking at both of these things in his dream. And then he said, all of a sudden, everything goes poof, and it's gone. And it's just him walking on the fence. And he's walking on the fence, and the devil comes back. Satan comes back and says, oh, there you are. I've been looking for you. And he said to Satan, I didn't choose you. I'm on the fence. And Satan said, I own the fence. That, to me, he woke up. He said he woke up from that dream. It was so impactful. And as he's telling it, he's crying, because he said it was so impactful. He immediately, at that second, gave his life to Christ. And he was an atheist. People knew him as an atheist. He hated the whole Christian idea, the whole thing. You see how God gets your attention? So I'm saying all of that story to say, you said before, things are black and white in the spirit world, right? Like, things are or they are not. Like, we make choices. I am telling people, I tell this story to people as many times as I can. Get off the fence. Satan owns the fence. Right?
Exactly.
So you're not going to be perfect. We get that. God gets that. You're not going to be perfect, but make a choice. Because that's what life is going to present you with choices. Mm-hmm. You need to make one. And as a Christian, and I always tell my kids this too and everything, if you're a Christian, you're not a punk. You can't be a punk and be a Christian, because life is tough. And when life is tough, the first thing all of us as humans want to do is run away. But when you are a Christian and you are truly one, you do not run away. You lean in further. You say, all right, God, man, this sucks. And this loss hurts. And I'm in pain and I am crying. And yet I will serve you.
Yes.
Because I am not on the fence.
Yeah. Right?
So we have to make a preaching, but I'm just saying.
No, you're preaching.
You know,
and it's so funny. Speaking of being on the fence, and I'm glad that you made that clear. The devil owns that fence, mm-hmm. and I, in my book, talk about people who, and myself included, one foot in the kingdom mm-hmm. and the other foot just firmly rooted in the world. You know, yes, and you just can't do that. And so, for people on the fence, what I would say, and actually on the last page of my book, I say, for anyone who may be searching and not sure what to believe, I pray that this book has offered you a healthy and helpful perspective from a follower of Jesus Christ. And I say that instead of Christian, because I found that so many people are dealing with being hurt by religion and by church. And sometimes even just hearing the word Christian takes them down this whole path where you just lose them before you even have them. Mm-hmm. And I had to look at that word for myself and understand, like, wait, Jesus never called me a Christian, but he told me to follow him. So I tell people, I am a follower of Jesus Christ. And then it breaks down a barrier and people can hear you. And I tell people, each of us, we get our own customized experience with God. So I can share things with you, but I'm going to encourage you to go on your own journey. So for anyone who's on the fence, obviously, I think my book is helpful, but whatever you need to do, but just seek God's kingdom. Understand what that really means, because the chaos, the ups and downs, like life in this human realm, it's not perfect, but there is a way to have it as perfect as you can get it. And if you don't mind, I'll share a quick example of what I put in the book. So in my book, I use an example and it's two circles. Actually, I can you should be able to see it. So I'm going to hold it up to the screen here and you see the two circles, heaven and earth, and in the middle, the kingdom of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I explain to people is that when God created the earth, those two circles were in alignment with each other. What God created was perfection, and he gave humans the earth and told us to take dominion. But when man fell and sin came upon the world, that's when that separation took place. Mm-hmm. But what happened is the kingdom of God here on earth that used to be the entire earth became this spiritual realm that we can access here on earth. And that's why we're ambassadors of the kingdom. And what I had to learn is, as long as I'm on the fence, none of that is going to be revealed to me. None mm-hmm. of that. I had to go to God and I had to question him and I had to lean in. Like you said, it gets hard, but you have to keep leaning in and you have to go to God and say, okay, you have got to show me, like, here I am, I'm seeking, what do I need to do? And mm-hmm. he will reveal it. And so I don't live under the notion that I can just tell people, do this, this, and this. I'm going to tell you, this is what my journey was about, but you need to go to God and see what he tells you for your journey. But the bottom line is, we can have on earth as it is in heaven, but you gotta get off the fence, because like you said, the devil owns the fence and mm-hmm. you've got to look at everything, question everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also understand that you are here and you are going to have human experiences. There are going to be losses and anger and, you know, pain. There's also going to be joy and laughter and love. And that is the point. I really believe that is the point. That is all a gift, the pain and the joy. I think it's all a gift from God for us to have this human experience. And I always say that, like, even in the worst times, I'm like, thank you for this experience. I don't want to go through this again. but thank you so much.
Exactly.
You know, but I am grateful, and I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for this conversation. And I thank you for coming on here. And before I let you go, though, I do want people to know where to find your blog. You didn't give us that. So give us the blog where people can find that, and also the name of your book again, where people can get it.
Sure. The name of my book is From the Wilderness to the Narrow Path, A Journey of Surrender and Course Correction. My website is chastitydawn.com, and you can connect with me there. That's where you can find my blog, the link to my book, and some other helpful information, and connect with me on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Great. But ChastityDawn.com will take you there, and everything you're looking for is there.
Thank you so much for being on here with me, Chastity, and having this conversation. I'm grateful.
Thank you, Nina. Thank you for having me. It's been so much fun.
It really has. Thank you guys so much. I told you that she was an amazing soul, and I told you you were going to love her. I knew it. So do me a favor and go ahead and follow her on her website. I'm going to make sure to link all of her information below. Make sure you connect with her as well on social media, you know, because she has a beautiful soul, beautiful heart. Read that book. And also, as she mentioned, she's starting her coaching, right? So go ahead and get on that, especially if you're someone who really just wants to find alignment in your life and what that means. What does that look like? Guys, get off the fence. Get off the fence. The devil owns the fence.
Coaching is free, by the way. And
Wow.
I explain that on the website.
Okay, great. So there you go. Coaching is free. Obviously, she's just serving with a servant's heart. So guys, thank you guys for hanging out with us, for just really listening to this conversation. I know I'm going to hear from you guys. So please make sure that you go and leave your comments, share, subscribe. And if somebody who needs to be inspired, make sure you share that with them as well. Thank you guys for being here. I love you. God bless you. Until next time, this is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar.